This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On an overcast Friday in the greatest sports city in the world, with a wet spring weekend ahoy at the tail end of another fantastic week of sports, we proudly bring you the afternoon show, cleverly titled WEEI Afternoons. Here, your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens at the helm of the USS Enterprise today. And to my left, playing the part of Mr. Spock, would be the one and only fabulous Miss Megan Ottolini. Are you familiar with what it's like to do radio in the afternoons?
I am. I know the spot
you
well.
You did radio in the afternoons?
I did.
Get out
I'm
of here.
I'm happy to be back.
It
Hi.
Is great to have
How
you.
Is,
Hi,
everyone.
And BT Dubs, of course, Stanley Stiz Grimy Bruno and the Ball Hawk. Or should we say one of our fabulous Red Sox Mass Mutual pregame show hosts, Dan Ball, the Ball Hawk, behind the glass. Good to see you, boys.
Good afternoon, Fitzy.
And good afternoon to you as well. Stiz, you're allowed to say what's up or shut up or something. It's okay.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday to all. And yes, Dan killed it yesterday. Congratulations, Dan.
Thank
he
you,
did,
fellas.
Right?
Well thank done. You, thank you, thank you.
Well
yes,
done.
He did. Excellent. See, you're allowed to actually do more than just the job. And you could extend yourself, Stiz. And
Andy hits me, so.
Oh, that's true. Well, you know what?
We're used to waiting at least the first 5 minutes before we
No one's going to hit you today, boys. No one's going to be mean to you. I just want everyone to know this is a safe space. It is a safe space and a judgment-free zone.
I don't agree with that. Being mean is funny. Well, so I might be mean to you.
Selective meanness? Well, I was like, and the many days, and by the way, Andy Harder's off today on personal matters, so it'll just be me and Mego, and Ted comes in at 3. Ted Johnson joins the party at 3. And Mego, if you haven't been here for a Ted entry 3, holy smokes. He comes in, the place gets a jolt.
Okay.
It's electric. Like, he comes in, there's streamers. He's got walk-up music. He's got handlers. He's got, like, he comes in on, like,
He has an entourage?
He has a whole entourage. Dan, what would you say? It's like 12, 15 people deep?
Yeah. That's
was
how it
that
starts.
Ted?
Yep.
Or was that you?
No, that was Ted.
I didn't know if that was your impersonation of him.
You hear that noise, and then, can you smell what the Ted is cooking? And then that comes in. Place goes wild. It's going to be fun. You're with us for 2 hours today, and you were so magnanimous, so joyous of heart to join us on your birthday.
Oh, I didn't think
Happy birthday,
Mega.
I know. Had I known, A, that I was hosting today with a little more notice, and B, that it was your birthday, you know the first thing I would have done, I'm sure the guys on the Midday Show are just as much a fan of this as well. We probably could send... Do we have a PA today?
We do. Jacob. Young Jacob.
We have Javon. We should probably send him around the corner. Is there a market close by? We should get Mego a Carvel cake.
Yeah, I'm sure we could get Shaw's.
There's Fudgy Shaw's the Whale?
Nearby. Yeah, like... I'm sure they carry it there. Who doesn't love Fudgy the Whale?
Fudgy the Whale.
Fudgy the Whale. Like Cookie Puss? Hey, kids... Cookie Puss is here. The
It was so scary.
They were terrifying.
It's haunting.
Absolutely terrifying. Like, unbelievable. Like, this is great. I haven't even given out the phone number, and people are already calling about gripes in Boston sports. This is wonderful. It's going to be that kind of day. We're going to give you guys a nice little variety pack. It's going to be a casino buffet of sports talk today. on a Friday here in Boston Sports Talk on WEEI Afternoons. Just also want to remind everybody, Ted's in at 3:30. Tom E. Curran of NBCSportsBoston.com, friend of Mego, friend of the show, will join us to talk some Patriots as well. And then later on today, 5:20, we're going to do odds and ends, the supersize odds and ends. Everything else that we couldn't possibly have squeezed into the show this week, we will get to as well. It's going to be a good time. But Mego, every Friday, we start off with a little segment that Andy and I used to do on Saturdays when it was the old Fitzy and Hart show. We would do a segment called Who Won the Week. So this is basically who do you think, in your estimation, had the best week in Boston sports? It could be a player. It could be a marketing department. It could be a coach. It could
a
be
marketing
entire,
department?
Who knows?
I'm not throwing shout-outs to marketing departments.
I don't know.
Unless it's WEI's and I am available for sponsorships, live
yes.
reads, events. Everybody else's marketing department can screw off.
Yes, exactly. Kick rocks without socks. I would say this, if sales is listening right now, I hope. Maybe they're probably on their way home. I would just say this. I'll gladly wear a NASCAR suit if I have to.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, you can cover me head to toe in advertisements. That's fine.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Like you said, you're available for any promotion.
I thought you were talking about like an FS1 deal that
no,
you were trying to get.
Basically, like, you know, people like, oh my God, the Vistaprint thing on the Celtics uniform, that's all. You can put 50 Vistaprints on me. You can cover me head to toe.
As long as they're all Narragansett. Yeah.
Exactly. Fine. Thank you very much. Ding to my favorite beer. Good job. Why they haven't sponsored a segment of this show yet, I don't know. I will mention their name so many times, I'll harass them into sponsoring a portion of this program. So, Mego,
yeah.
Who won the week? I would like you, as guest of the program today, with your fabulous birthday energy, to go first. Who do you think had the best week in Boston sports?
Without a doubt, it's got to be Jaren Duran. Jaren Duran, certainly what he disclosed was something that Netflix had kept under wraps for several months when they were working on this. But in the moment, him disclosing his struggles, his battles with his mental health, and then opening the door to an honest conversation among sports fans, among people with their family members. Like, it is, we overuse the word brave and courageous, mm-hmm. but it's something that's so meaningful coming out of what's really just like a fun Netflix baseball documentary. Like, you can't tell me that anybody involved in that project on either side ever thought that something like that would come out of it, and the message and just the open dialogue. So important and just really, really impressive. I know that like he hasn't been perfect and there's certainly other discussions that people have had around him
Correct.
While he's been in Boston, and that's totally understandable. But having this open dialogue about mental health, about suicidal ideation, about all these real struggles that everybody has somebody in their life that they know who has dealt with that, like, it's so serious and it deserves so much respect to just be such a public person and put it out there.
I have said, I think that's a fantastic choice. I think he is the overall big winner of the week, of the month. It's the most important part of the Clubhouse docuseries on Netflix right now, all 8 episodes. I'm a couple episodes in. We'll get to that a little bit later. It's just so important in sports, especially in a culture that can be at times toxic, that can be so hyper-masculine that people may not want to address or announce or broadcast that they have feelings, let alone that their feelings are hurt or that they're in a desperate time, in a desperate place, in a desperate measure. I'm a see something, say something type of guy, obviously. No stone really gets left unturned, especially emotionally for me. I've dealt with it. I know I've heard you advocate for and sponsor Better Health or the telehealth here.
You,
on the station before.
Look, everybody knows somebody if it's not you yourself, right?
Correct. We all, whether they've had those thoughts or that they've been depressed or that, God forbid, they've taken their lives. I know Stiz, also, you're a huge proponent of making sure that you're right, checking in on people. You've had some guys in your life that have had some issues before,
I've
right?
been in recovery for well over 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah, mental health, very important.
It's extremely important. And for Duran to do that, I know some people may be a little suspect on, like, oh, jeepers, like, the timing could be a little convenient on it.
What do you mean?
Well, just like, you know, some people might, like, oh, that happened and they sat on that story for that long and the story comes out with the docuseries. I think just to anybody who may be concerned that, like, that there could be a promotional element of it, there is no showboating here. There is nothing, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, there is no promotional opportunism to me.
I don't think so at all.
Yeah, no, like, I don't think so either. I think it's just a, because I know, like, Stiz, would you,
Do you think some people think that there could be promotional opportunism with something like this?
I'll be very honest and say I had that thought a little bit.
What do you mean? When you say promotional opportunity, you think that they're leaning on what he disclosed about his own mental health because they think it gets more eyeballs on Netflix?
No, not necessarily that. But and listen, I'm not saying that I 100% believe this or that, or that I'm correct. But did I have the thought of what a great thing after, what Duran went through to completely turn the narrative and now he's a hero? Yeah, I did.
Well, it's just the reality of being a person. Look, everybody has total F-ups, right? Mm-hmm. And we know that Duran has. And everybody also has moments where they're brave and they're courageous and they're honest. And so I think when somebody steps out and they are brave and mm-hmm. courageous and open-hearted, you should commend them for that. The same way that when they do something that's dumb, you knock them down for that.
We all...
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We have darkest hours. We all have moments of weakness, you know? Okay, I'm so lucky that my moment of weakness was having two Oreos that I shouldn't have had with a glass of red wine when I was watching Cobra Kai last night at 11:30 at night. Yeah, that means things are going well, that I'm in a good space, that I'm not just, reaching for comfort food or something like that, but rather just like things are good. I've had some times where I have not felt so great as well, and I've spoken openly about being in treatment for over 10 years as well, advocating for it. And I don't mind the uncomfortable looks I get in public, in private, parties with family when I talk about this is what I take every day. Yeah, this is what I go through. They're like, isn't it? My God, you're on the radio. You're on TV. Jaron Duran. My God, you're so handsome. You're so muscular. You're a professional baseball player. Like, no, he has feelings. He carries demons with him. He has issues. We've seen it play out. I've always thought when I look at him, he's got these big, sad, sympathetic eyes. And I almost immediately, the first time I saw that kid, thought, I bet there's a lot going on in that head. And yeah. For him to reveal that and say that he took it all the way up to the ledge and considered what it would be like off the ledge, pulled it back, and is now an advocate for other people, letting other people know that it's okay, that he's been there and they shouldn't go there. And to hear that, like, this Good Samaritan line had triple the number of people reaching out saying, hey, Jaren Duran made it okay. I haven't been well, or I've had these
which
thoughts.
Which is great, like, Fitzy, but in a way, it's also really scary
to me. Yes.
It's jarring because especially younger people, I think, I can't imagine. Look, I'll put it out there. My friends who are men, my husband, my brother, like, you guys don't get to talk about this stuff. And for me, that scares me. Like, I do get worried for the men who are close to me, because with women, it's so easy to get a glass of wine with your friend and sit down and just talk through everything that you've been going through. And that's expected. And it's like, when you're not doing that, you're not friends. With guys, it's like, I think it's really hard for a lot of guys even to have two or three friends who they would feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, man, I'm in a really bad place right now.
Right.
Even if it's not like reaching out for professional help. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds like preachy, or I understand why people think it might be an opportunistic thing. Mm-hmm. But again, as somebody who, like you guys, like, I've been in treatment for depression for more years of my life than I haven't at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky to have people around me who support me and being able to be open about that. And, you know, decades ago at this point, when it was not something that people even talked about so openly. So I'm very aware that there are still portions of the population where that is so hands off, that's so uncomfortable for people. And for Jaren Duran to be the one who talks about it,
right,
like, it just means a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that believe sports is escapism. Sports is an outlet. Sports is entertainment. And the reality of the athletes, what they go through, their humanity doesn't need to be part of ours, because ours is difficult enough, and sports becomes a way to escape for all of us.
Okay, you have Madden to play for that.
Yeah, I know.
you have video games. They're human beings.
There are other avenues for that as well. So I get it, and I'm very happy for him. I'm very proud of what he's done, and I hope, like he said, if it saves one life, then it's a massive victory. It should save more as well. More people, you know. Because we can all be a little cavalier and, you know, humorously callous about it and be like, I'll tell you what makes me think that, you know, it's the end. The Red Sox, like, the way that they strike out, or like, the Red Sox almost drove me into a grave for 86 years. Like, we can make those jokes because, well, we're from Boston and we don't really care. And also, like, it's in good faith, good heart, and good humor. But when other people are like, no, seriously, I feel this badly, it's important. So, yeah, Jaren Duran did the Red Sox, did Boston sports, did anybody that's having problems a great service this week. For me, it was, usually I'll stumble into something Patriots related, because obviously as a Foxborough fanboy, I want to think that they did the best things. But for me this week, I'm actually going to steer down the green lane for you, the Terps and other super Celtics fans of the world. I think Jason Tatum won the week in Boston sports.
Because of the shot?
And not just because of the shot,
okay,
but that
shot was huge.
That shot was huge the other night. Massive game against the Knicks in a night where Jaylen Brown obviously isn't well. They don't have the full roster. You don't want the Knicks thinking, hey, we can hang around with these guys. Hey, we got one on the Celtics. Hey, we can maybe push them to 5 or 6 or 7 if we should meet up in the Eastern Conference Finals. For Jason Tatum to hit that shot and then take it to overtime, and then to finish the job with Porzingis, who was just hitting logo threes like it was no big deal, was massive.
And did you see Andy in our group chat when Tatum missed one of those free throws at the end of the game?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, can't hit those three. 30 seconds later.
Yep. Boom. That was a massive shot for him.
And if anybody thinks Andy plays contrarian just on the air, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You would be incorrect. He plays contrarian to the following things. Everybody, the wind, life.
The sun.
Yeah, exactly. Just why it's too damn bright out here. But it's more than just that. It's more than just the shot. It's more than the game he had on the biggest stage of a national audience and against the Knickerbockers. To me, it was, I don't want to celebrate Jaylen Brown's injury by any stretch or chance, but now that we know that Jaylen Brown, who admitted is hurting and says his knee is bothering him, and now didn't play the other night, had limited minutes for a while, won't play this weekend. We don't even know how much we'll see of him in the opening round of the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs. But to me, this is the all eyes on me time for Jason Tatum. Like, he clearly has his runway. You know, like the deck, they kept saying, like, oh, the runway's cleared. The deck has been cleared for Drake May in Foxborough now that Joe Milton's been traded away. The deck has been cleared. The runway has been cleared. If the Boston Celtics are going to make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals, make it back to the NBA Finals, and they are going to win back-to-back NBA championships and raise Banner 19 this June, Mego. It is going to be because Jason Tatum led them. Jason Tatum took advantage of the opportunity. Jason Tatum did what he wanted to do, even though last year he said, what are they going to say now? I said immediately thereafter, like, my favorite bet in the NBA is Jason Tatum, NBA Finals MVP. If they accomplish all of this, it's going to be because he leads the way and carries the team. And I think he has a prime opportunity. So he's a winner this week, and he has a huge opportunity to be a bigger winner going forward.
I agree that I think Jason Tatum should statistically lead the team through the playoffs and the finals. I think you're in a really, really tough spot if Jaylen Brown is not healthy. If Jaylen Brown is not healthy, suddenly what I would have thought would be a 6-7 game series against the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals becomes a toss-up to me.
Yeah.
Getting to the finals, and then it's everybody just pencils the Celtics in for the finals. Getting to the finals is a long road ahead. And if you get back to the finals and OKC is there, good luck even with your entire roster. Mm-hmm. Like, I know people have been in my DMs and people have gotten annoyed with me because I've really been talking about OKC for 2 years now. But OKC is a very complete team. You have the deepest team in the league, no doubt. The Celtics have the deepest team in the league and the most talented team. OKC is a real threat. Yep. Like, they are a real threat.
They beat them twice this season.
And you need Jaylen healthy. You at least need Jaylen at 80%. And so, yes, I agree. Like, this is a great opportunity for Tatum. But quite frankly, every playoffs is a great opportunity for Tatum. He's the best player on the team. Jaylen Brown is integral. He is very, very, very important.
Somewhere Andy is smiling knowing that Jaylen Brown is being spoken of so glowingly in an integral capacity. I think Jason Tatum
whatever.
I think Jason Tatum having the postseason of his life is what's most integral to this team being able to get back to those finals and possibly win, because OKC is a rising storm and a rising force to be reckoned with. They did beat the Celtics twice this year, and the Celtics tried. They didn't phone it in. It wasn't like they were hiding things or not trying to show them anything. They gave them their best, and OKC was better on two given nights. OKC, what, are they going to lose 15 games on the season, and someone's going to have to try to beat them four times in seven? As the villain said to Liam Neeson, in Taken, good luck. Thunder! Yes. Somewhere Ted is smiling now as well. So there's our winners for the week. I also put it out on Twitter if you guys would like to vote. Who do you think won the week? Jason Tatum, Drake May, Aroldis Chapman, who had a hell of a week for the Red Sox. Man, he has been the best pitcher, maybe the best player to date, and Mike Vrabel. And if you want to vote other, please feel free to. It's at FitzyGFY or, of course, at WEEI Afternoons. And right now, Mego, the people believe Mike Vrabel had the best week in Boston sports, just over Jason Tatum, Chapman, and Drake May. We'll get into all those Patriots-related matters and some Celtics matters in just a few minutes. Coming up, the Sox got a big dub yesterday. My guy, like I told you, Waka Buehler, had his best start in a Red Sox uniform, best start in a while, and it was a great story, because the guy who didn't come through two nights prior was able to come through yesterday when the Red Sox needed him most in extra innings. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. It is also your text line. Give us a shout, won't you, at any point during the program. But now it is our duty and pleasure to keep you guys abreast of everything trending in the wide world of Boston sports, thanks to Dan Ball.
Great story.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.